Hello and welcome back to my podcast. You're listening to Lynette, and this is Living with Dissociative Identity Disorder. Come on to my podcast and do a really brief update on what's going on with me. I haven't been posting on my blog or on my podcast in a while, and I felt like I should explain a little bit of what was going on with me. So I am like really mentally exhausted, and I have been like going through it. So lately I have been dealing with a lot of family issues. My mother has been in the hospital and the first part of last week, and then almost immediately I started to have personal health issues as well. And then Friday, my daughter got sick and needed to go to the hospital immediately from school, which caused me to miss my appointment with my doctor because I have been dealing with whatever is ailing me for a whole week. And it was time for me to actually get some help, and I wasn't able to go to that appointment. So I was trying to go to my daughter's school, and I had to wait for the school counselor to actually come pick me up and take me to the school and then take us to the hospital from the school. It was like a whole ordeal, and I'm very thankful though because the school actually provided such assistance, and it was like really, really awesome. Just how awesome the school was and continued to be. They actually came through, and I really do appreciate it 100%, because I don't drive, so, you know, if it was just me, I would have, oh my gosh. But that pain that I've been experiencing kind of lingered with me when I had to deal with my daughter and taking her to the hospital. And I actually had to leave her there, and I actually do get to see her tomorrow. I have been calling her every night during visitation hours, and I have been able to communicate with her. She's doing a little bit better. They're working with her and everything, and things are getting a little bit better, so I can't wait to see her tomorrow. My mother is doing a little bit better. She actually goes to get her oxygen tank tomorrow, hopefully. They'll actually get her a portable one, and she'll be able to maneuver freely and all that good stuff without having to like tote one of those huge ones. But as for myself, I haven't been able to go to my doctor, so I have been lightheaded, extremely weak. My head has been hurting. I have been switching a lot more than I would prefer. And that has been an issue that I'm so exhausted. I'm mentally exhausted. I'm physically exhausted. I can't sleep. School is about to start. I have another class that I am going to have to use my equipment for. And it starts, I believe, tomorrow. So I am like super, super not in the best shape right now. But I wanted to do this podcast. I know it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. It's 1:11 in the morning here. And but I wanted to go ahead and get this out because I was listening to a live stream on YouTube. And so I was already awake. And I was like, well, let me go ahead and do this podcast before I lay down and, try to get some rest. But yeah, I am like super, super mentally and physically exhausted. I am not feeling well, but I can't just sit still and rest because my daughter is in the hospital. So, and of course my alters aren't allowing me to take a rest either. They're switching. So I'm really sick and tired of this, but I mean, there's nothing I can do. So anywho, I hope you all are doing well. I hope that I'll be able to upload another podcast here in a couple of days. Hopefully in the next 2 days, I'll be able to upload another podcast and give you a little bit more information about my diagnosis and give you some more informative dialogue. I hate to just be rambling and ranting. So, if you do like this podcast, be sure to subscribe and to stay tuned for more, because I will be back. I promise I will be back with more. In the meantime, have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.